record show the motion passes 3-1. Our next item is subdivision 2005-80, John Schulteis and Alton E. Mast as a preliminary.
This 15-lot application's been deferred since November 30th. Denrex issued a septic feasibility statement indicating that the lot is suitable for on-site septic.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval for subdivision 2005-80 for John Schulteis and Alton E. Mast based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance by protecting the orderly growth of the county. The application also complies with items in section 99-9C of the subdivision ordinance. The land is zoned AR1, which permits low-density single-family residential development. The proposed subdivision density of 15 lots on 20 acres of land is less than the allowable maximum density. The proposed subdivision will be in a restricted residential development consistent with the area and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, or community facilities. The proposed subdivision will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. The maximum number of lots shall be 15. Each lot shall be at least 3/4 acre in size. Agricultural buffers shall be provided in accordance with the subdivision ordinance along any property lines adjacent to lands used for agricultural purposes. The application shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facility, and other common areas. Stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. All entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements, and the entrance must be lighted. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. Street lights shall be shown on the final site plan. A school bus stop shall be established within the entrance with adequate parking. The final site plan and the restricted covenants to the subdivision shall include a notice to all property owners as follows. This property is located adjacent to an active borrow pit. Such use and activities may involve noise, dust, offensive odors, glare, and other annoyances associated with normal borrow pit operations. The use and enjoyment of the property is expressly conditioned on acceptance of any annoyance and inconvenience which may result from such normal uses and activities. That is my motion.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2005-80, John Schulteis and Alton E. Mast as a preliminary for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.